been thinking about McDonald's all day. Can't get it off my mind. I can already taste it. Ooh, got my mind on my mouth and my mouth ready for some Mickey D's deal.
There's a deal for every moment at McDonald's.
Right now, get two of your favorites for just $3.50. Mix and match a classic McChicken, a hot and spicy McChicken, or a juicy McDouble. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Been thinking about McDonald's all day. Can't get it off my mind. I can already taste it. Ooh, got my mind on my mouth and my mouth ready for some Mickey D's deal.
There's a deal for every moment at McDonald's.
Right now, get two of your favorites for just $3.50. Mix and match a classic McChicken, a hot and spicy McChicken, or a juicy McDouble. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with combo meal. Single item at regular price.
All right, RSL goes into Vancouver, comes away with a 1-0 win to finish off the 2019 regular season and secure a third place finish in the Western Conference. Tony, sitting in for Brian Dunseth. Tony, tell me what you saw on the run of play there that showed that RSL was the better team tonight.
I saw heart, I saw commitment, I saw maturity. RSL deserved this win, certainly much more than Vancouver did. They showed up today, and they had a purpose, they had design, and they implemented that design. So I think it was fantastic from the boys and also from the coaching staff for drawing it up, making it easy for them. And that's the kind of mentality we're going to need in the postseason to be successful.
With this momentum going, and we have a little bit of a break here with the national team call-ups, several of our key players tonight are going to be gone doing various things with their national teams. Tell me about some of these performances, though, that we saw tonight. Performances from Corey Baird, Brooks Lennon, and Justin Glad. How have they matured throughout the season, and how are they going to be an asset coming on into the playoffs here?
Yeah, I'll talk about Jay Glad first. I think a tough situation for him, you know, being out of the lineup last week and then coming back in this week. But again, his maturity level is shining right now. And he had a fantastic game tonight. I thought he was arguably defender of the match. He made a lot of great plays, broke up a lot of things, and also was very composed in some difficult situations. So credit to Jay for stepping back in and not missing a beat. And then Corey Baird. Corey Baird has been absolutely fantastic the last couple months, and he certainly deserves that call up to the U.S. Men's National Team. It's so exciting to see him flourish, and really it's more and more evident every day, at least it is to me, and hopefully it is to everybody else. Corey Baird needs to be on the field for Real Salt Lake to do well.
So we're going to be back here at Rio Tinto Stadium. How do you see that matchup going? I know we've had a little bit of struggles with the Timbers in the past little while, but how do you see that matchup, and what are the strengths here that RSL can put forward to make sure that they advance in the playoffs here?
It's not my favorite matchup, but you're going to have to play a lot of difficult games in the postseason regardless. So you might as well get Portland out of the way right now. They've been a little bit of an Achilles heel for us the past 2 years, but we're a much different team than the last time we faced them, and a much more confident, much more composed team. And I know we have the opportunity for 2 weeks to come up with a good game plan and hopefully then execute. And we'll be ready, and most importantly, we're coming home. That's a huge advantage.
Well, thanks, Tony. Tony, it's been great to hear you on the mic today. Watching you say goodbye to the fans last week, it's bittersweet, but hearing you on the mic is just pretty great. I'm glad you're able to come and help us out. And also, as far as from the RSL Podcast Network, you've been a big part of this. So we're wishing you the best going forward. Hope we hear you a little bit more on the mic, but thanks for helping us out tonight.
Thanks, Ry. I appreciate it. It's good to be back. This was fun. I was a little nervous, but I think, the team makes it easy. So this was a lot of fun, and who knows what's next. We'll see.
Thanks, Tony.
Just, man, the guys were what we talked about, what we trained. I felt like we were in control of the game for most of the match. Some scary moments there at the end. We knew we were going to get some flurry from the opponent, and it came there towards the end, but we handled it well. Credit to the guys. They believed. They followed what we were talking about, how we thought we could control the game, and results went our way, and that's what we wanted, to just put ourselves where we win the match, and whatever else happened. But this was a prep for the playoffs, and we got what we wanted.
You told me at halftime that you wanted to make sure the guys anticipated a response from Vancouver. We certainly saw that, especially when they brought in Montero and Reyna, that double sub. Just what did your guys do defensively to keep them off the score sheet tonight?
Yeah, we knew they were going to do something. We knew they would respond. I mean, every team's going to come out and do it, but we just wanted to make sure with that coming, that there was discipline. And we maintained and controlled for the most part. And then the guys that came in helped us close the game off and just gave us a little bit of energy in those last 10 minutes that we needed. We started losing a little bit of our legs, which is something to expect when you're on the road. But we handled it well.
on the road and 12th clean sheet of this season. Just thinking back even to last year, what the defensive record was, goals against, to where you guys are now, what does that say about this group?
That's exactly what I brought up in the right now at the end of the game. Proud of them. I think we're third in the league in goals against. I thought it was 10 clean sheets. I guess it's 12. So that's the kind of team that we got to be, a team that's hard to play against, and always give ourselves to have some sort of control of the game on the opponent and then capitalize with the goal. Sometimes you're going to get one, sometimes you're going to get multiple ones. But if we can make it hard for teams to beat us, then we feel like we can always come close or win the game.
So in third place, so you'll host a playoff game, but after that, you'll likely be on the road at some point. How pleased are you that you get this experience here tonight on turf against a team that really wanted to give their fans a home win? You shut them out and got leaving with 3 points.
It's awesome for the players. I think after everything that's gone on this year, they deserve a home crowd to back them in and going into the playoffs. Give us that extra spark that we need, and hopefully we can take advantage of where we put ourselves. Let's not let it go to waste. This was just lead us up to it, and now we're in a good situation. We got to take advantage of it.
All right, congrats on the win. We'll see you back in Salt Lake.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed is the only bed that effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. During our summer sale, save up to $500 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds, plus special financing, only for a limited time. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Whatever business you're in, growth isn't just about getting bigger. At ADP, we believe it's about getting stronger by turning data into insights so you can build teams that work as teams. By using our AI technology to help catch payroll errors before they're errors. And by keeping ahead of thousands of changing regulations so you can keep ahead of everything else. ADP helps businesses like yours grow stronger every day. ADP, HR, talent, time, and payroll.